Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Chris and Amy show. Mike Elam is sitting in today with me. Appreciate you being with us. And we had the news right before we started the show. Sam Page, county executive, announcing that he will not seek another term. So he will finish out this one, and that will be the end of that. Joining us to discuss that is Councilman Mark Harder from District 7, who joins us now. Councilman Harder, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. So I guess the simple question is, what are your thoughts when you heard the news?
We suspected this for a little while, especially with some of the indictments and other things happening around the region. We were just thinking, how could somebody, you know, continue to stay in this role and be effective going forward? And I wish him well. And hopefully we will move ahead with other things and hope that we can better the community going forward.
Hey, Councilman, thanks for making the time for us today. It's good to talk to you.
You too.
So I know there's been some rumors that people didn't think he was going to run. How do you think this is going to change things with the council moving forward? Or do you think it will?
That's a good question. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. There's some pending legislation that he'll need to act on here soon, one way or the other. We'll see how he decides to react to that. You know, he can be in a very powerful position right now as somewhat of a lame duck, but he can do pretty much anything he wants to do without the political, ramifications of a reelection. And so he could be quite powerful if he wanted to be.
So what, in your opinion, does need to happen, here in the next several months before he's finally out of office?
Well, we'll go through the normal process. This 2026 is an election year. People will file for all different jobs here this winter, and then there'll be in the case of this position, being a partisan position, there will be a primary in August and a general election in November. So the good thing is we're in the normal cycle, so there won't be any special elections or anything, and he'll serve out his term until that time, and then we'll start a new administration come 27.
You're going through a tough budget year in going into 26 and looking at an $80 million shortfall. What's the council going to do to try and fix that? Obviously, that's a big one.
Well, we did the first big steps this past week. We voted on a new budget. We cut almost $80 million out of Sam Page's projected budget that he wanted us to adopt, and it was just so far out of reality. We had to do more, and so we did. And so we took some major cuts from his proposal. But the money that we are going to spend in 26 is pretty much what we spent in 25. So everybody talks cuts, but really it's cuts off of a projection that Sam Page wanted to spend, and we're not going to spend that. And so, but we are going to relook at everything in St. Louis County, and we've been doing that. We've been doing line item looks at everything. We've looked at things that need to be changed. We need new legislation on some things. And we're going to be watching this budget very closely in 26, because 27 is going to be, unless major change happens, in 26, 27 is going to be as strong a year that we need to get this projected deficit under control.
County Councilman Mark Harder is with us on KMOX. Is the county in good shape right now, generally speaking? And if it is or is not, how much is it or is it not?
It depends on who you talk to. From a financial standpoint, it's not good. We have to realign our spending with the revenue. You know, revenue have been dropping for the last couple of years since COVID, and it's not keeping up with inflation and the cost of a government. Also, on the flip side, is St. Louis County is very expensive government to run. We've got antiquated work rules. We've got antiquated bidding process. And so every time things happen, things we purchase, things we do seems to be more expensive than the last time we did it. Technology is very expensive. We've been trying to convert to more technology so that we are not so labor dependent, people dependent, trying to weed out costs there. But that technology is very expensive. So it's trying to balance this, you know, and still trying to govern, you know, raise taxes, you know, have an income for the government that we have to keep it running.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about the interpersonal relationships between the council and the county executive? Obviously, it's been strained for a while, and you're pretty much Republicans and Democrats, with one exception on the council, have all kind of aligned together to go against him in most of the cases that I've been watching the votes happen. But do you think there is a possibility now that the pressure's off that he's not going to be running again? Do you think there's an opportunity to heal that and try to get everybody to work together and row in the same direction, so to speak?
I would hope that would come about out of all this. He's got an opportunity here to solidify his legacy if he wanted to, and to, you know, patch things up, work together with us. I mean, even just an example of this budget, it was so far out of reality, and his people and himself would not sit down with us across the table and say, hey, let's look at this line item by line item and see where we can work together. But instead it was, you know, he proposed his budget back in October and basically says, you know, take it or leave it. And then it's our job as the council to then go through it and have meetings, which we did probably 30 meetings with different parts of the government to figure out, you know, how can we make this more like reality? And I was very frustrated in that we got very little cooperation from the administration to move forward on this, and whether it was on purpose or by accident, but there was no extending of any kind of negotiation or olive branch to try to work together on this. And this would have been a prime opportunity to do that if he wanted to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We know this has been politically in this country, a pretty difficult time over the last decade or so with bipartisanship. There just isn't, at least from the perspective of people, you know, on the outside looking at it, just isn't a whole lot of that it's almost a bad thing when you work with the other side. Does that exist on the local level as far as you've experienced?
It does when you have partisan jobs. My background when I started in politics was at the local level, at the city level, where it was nonpartisan. And I think people worked together more in that type of environment because you didn't have a certain R or D next to your name, and you were there for the betterment of the community, not the betterment of your future or your career or your a party of some kind. So St. Louis County is unique in that it is a partisan position. But at the same time, for the last 3-4 years, six of us on the council out of seven have worked together in a bipartisan way because, we didn't agree with what Sam Page was trying to do. And so he actually was a melding force that brought by his goals and things that he wanted to do were in so much conflict with the rest of us that the six of us kind of came together against him on many, many issues. So he was kind of a product of his own problems when it comes to try to, build any kind of voting block for him to get anything done.
Hey, next year is election year, obviously. So how do you think this race is going to shape up? Obviously, you got Dennis Hancock on the Republican side, who's the leading guy. You got Brian Williams on the Democrat side. Do you think that there's going to be some other folks who are going to jump in, or do you think that's going to end up being the November race?
This race is a very expensive race. I mean, there's always folks that just want to see their name on a ballot, and they'll put their name out there. But you got to have serious candidates. This is a big job. It's a very important job. You got to have people that are willing to go and do everything to get a campaign, going and financed and everything like that. So I would hope that, people look at the candidates that are going to come out of this and look at them seriously. And decide what's best for St. Louis County moving forward.
Last thing for you, and it's really completely off topic, but I haven't had the opportunity to speak to anybody about it, but the downtown Chesterfield redevelopment that is happening, how's it coming along?
It's coming along quite well. I was talking with some of the people attached to that not too long ago, and if you've driven by the site, you can see they've pulled up all the asphalt and all the concrete, and that's being recycled. So the ground is being moved. The buildings that they wanted removed have been removed. The ones that you see there are going to stay and be repurposed. It's a great project and one that it will be the crown jewel for West County at least, and if not for the whole region when it's done. But it is a long-term project. It's looking probably at 5 to 8 years to get it fully done because it has so many facets to it and different types of businesses and different types of residential that are going to be there. And it's all new for, whatever has been there in the past. So it should be a model for the future in a lot of different areas. Malls are closing everywhere. People are not shopping that way anymore. And the ones that are going to be left are probably going to be those that will succeed and others will go away. So with that in mind, this could be an example for other malls around the country that have this kind of space that could be used for a multi-purpose type of development.
So it is.
I'm really excited that when this thing will get completed.
So it is too late to bring back Chesterfield Mall.
I think so. I think you might want to throw away your coupons.
The Cheesecake Factory is no longer.
Come on,
it's
right,
so sad.
Right, but they have rumored that they may come back in the new development.
Oh, great!
And so we'll hopefully that they will. They were one of the last businesses there, and we're doing, from what I heard, quite well. It was one of the top stores in the country, and hopefully they will rebrand and re-come back as a major restaurant in the region.
Well, start reading the menu now, and by the time the mall's built, the development's built,
right.
you'll get done with it.
Exactly.
You'll have read through the entire menu.
Yeah.
All right. Councilman Mark Harder, we appreciate your time. Thank you for jumping on with us at short notice.
No problem. Anytime.
That is County Councilman Mark Harder from District 7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.